The World Health Organization warned Monday the spread of the Ebola outbreak is, quote, outpacing efforts to contain it. There have been more than 200 suspected deaths and 900 cases so far in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Uganda. Officials with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have stressed the overall risk to the American public remains low. But the outbreak has alarmed public health experts who are urging countries bordering Uganda and DRC to engage in enhanced surveillance, including contact tracing and creating rapid response teams to investigate reported cases. Ebola outbreaks are not common, but when they occur, they can be deadly. The first documented outbreak started in 1976, and more than 600 people were infected in two simultaneous epidemics in DRC and Sudan that year, according to the CDC. Scientists observed patients dying of a disease that caused severe fevers and damaged the body's ability to regulate itself, which they eventually identified as Ebola, named for the river near the village where it was discovered. The next serious outbreak was in 1995, also in DRC, with more than 300 people becoming infected. During the 2000s, outbreaks impacted hundreds of people in Uganda and DRC, but the most severe outbreak since the disease's discovery impacted 10 countries, including the U.S., infecting more than 28,000 people and killing more than 11,000 from 2014 to 2016, according to the World Health Organization. The most recent major outbreak began in 2018 and infected nearly 3,500 people over a two-year period. WHO officials said the outbreak was challenging to contain because it spread in conflict-affected areas, so health officials had trouble reaching and treating the infected. This current outbreak is believed to have also begun in a conflict-ridden province of DRC, which has made it harder to combat.